Recently, there is a report that the rich grew richer last year, which is 2009, even as the world endured the world's recession in decades. A stock market rebound helped the world's ranks of millionaires climb 17% to 10 million, while their collective wealth surged 19% to $39 trillion, nearly recouping losses from the financial crisis, according to the latest Merrill Lynch World Wealth Report. 那么我们首先来看看全球的经济。尽管呢，全球经历了几十年来最严重的经济衰退，但是去年富人们的财富呢，仍出现了增长。据一个新的全世界的财富报告显示呢，在股市反弹的推动下呢，去年全球的百万富翁数量增加了17%，达到了1000万人。那他们的财富总量呢，增长了19%，达到了39万亿美元。那基本上呢，已经收回了在金融危机中所遭受的这个损失。So the stock values rose by half, while hedge funds recovered most of their 2008 losses in a year marked by government stimulus spending and central bank easing. Bank of America Wealth Management Chief Sally Krawcheck said, "We are already seeing distinct signs of recovery and in some areas a complete return to 2007 levels of wealth and growth." So the fastest growth in wealth took place in India, China, and Brazil, some of the hardest hit markets in 2008. Wealth in Latin America and Asia Pacific soared to record high. 那么去年呢，在亚洲的富翁数量呢是增加了300万个，首次呢和欧洲持平。那该地区的经济增幅呢也达到4.5%，其中呢像印度和中国还有巴西呢是全球经济财富增长最快的地区。那这几个国家的同时也是2008年遭受金融危机冲击最为严重的市场。拉丁美洲和亚太地区的财富总量暴涨，创了历史的新高。我们来看看北美地区，北美的富翁数量呢是增加了17%，财富总量的增长呢是18%，达到了10.7亿美元。瑞士呢是被评为富翁密度最高的国家，每1000个成年人当中呢就有近35个富翁。那尽管呢股市在去年当中有所反弹，但刚刚经历了金融风暴的投资者们呢仍然是比较谨慎的。这场金融危机让10年的股票收益化为乌有，导致全球经济萎缩，失业率高涨。So the United States was home to the most millionaires in 2009, that is 2.87 million, followed by Japan with 1.65 million, Germany with 861,000, and China with 477,000. Yet as the portfolios bounced back, investors remained wary after a collapse that erased decades of stock gains, fueled a contraction in the global economy, and sent unemployment soaring. So the report, based on a survey with more than 1,100 wealthy investors with 23 firms, found that the rich were well served by holding a broad range of investments, including commodities and real estate. Well, that's the report. And well, speaking of recession, speaking of economy, and recently, here let's go to New York. More than 5 million people visit the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the past year despite a global economic downturn, giving the New York art institutions its highest annual attendance since 2001. 那么我们刚才提到的就是全球的金融危机，我们来看看金融危机的这个始发地美国。那美国呢有这样一个 museum 叫 Metropolitan Museum of Art， 那尽管受到了全球金融危机的影响，但是去年呢访问这个 museum 的人数呢达到了500万人，也是创下了2001年以来这个来参观Metropolitan Museum of Art 的人数的一个新高。它表明了尽管受到金融危机的影响，但是人们呢还是愿意去到博物馆去进行参观，进行消费。 So for the fiscal year ending June 30, 5.24 million people visit the museum's main Fifth Avenue location and its Cloisters Museum and the Gardens in Upper Manhattan. The museum said ranking among the highest in its 130-year history. In the previous fiscal year, there were 4.7 million visitors. The high number of visitors for the latest fiscal year sends a signal about the enduring importance of culture and cultural institutions to the public, especially during the period of this recession. 那么根据 馆长 Thomas Campbell 他说呢，尽管受到金融危机的影响，但是大家对于文化，对于这个文化的一些渴求呢，似乎的这个程度并没有下降。 One of the most heavily attended shows of the past year was Vermeer's masterpiece, which ran from September 10 to November 29th and brought in 329,446 visitors. Picasso in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which opened April 27th and closed August 15th, has brought in 380,000 visitors as to June of 30s. 那么像是两个被访问量最高的这个画家的作品，像是维米尔的 The Milkmaid， 还有就是毕加索的这个画作呢，都是在这个开馆以来创下了 Metropolitan Museum of Art 的这个观赏的最高的频率。 So the museum of recommended the admission price is $20 for adults. The museum set a number of memberships which range in cost from $60 to $20,000 rose to a record high. 那么像是博物馆呢，它的这个入门的进门的这个费用大概是成人是$20，所以呢他去年的这个500万的访问量呢，也是给这个博物馆带来了很高的收益。And the school group visitors increased by 50% from the previous year period to more than 195,000. So a lot of people went to Metropolitan Museum of Art and got a lot of profit from this people. Okay, and now let's move on to biz news. 接下来呢，我们来听听今天的财经资讯。First one, China to improve access to finance for SMEs. 中国将改善对中小企业的金融服务。China pledges recently to improve financial services for small and medium-sized enterprises by offering them better access to finance. The People's Bank of China, China Central Bank, outlined the principles to facilitate the development of country's SMEs in a joint statement released with China's banking, securities, and insurance regulators. Loans to SMEs by banks and financial institutions this year should exceed the amount last year, and their growth rate should outpace that of all loans, the statement on the PBOC website said. The statement ordered financial institutions to establish independent criteria for approving loans to SMEs and to improve their efficiencies in processing loans applications submitted by SMEs. The statement encouraged SMEs to use renminbi for trade settlement in cross-border trade when possible. The statement affirmed the central bank's support for SMEs purchases of foreign exchange for overseas investment and Chinese companies' foreign borrowings. Second one.German jobless rate drops to 7.5% in June. 今年的6月份，德国的失业率降到 7.5%。Germany's unemployment rate fell to 7.5% in June, reaching its lowest level since December 2008, the Federal Labor Agency of Germany said recently. Official figures show that 7.5% of the labor force was out of work in June, down from 7.7% in May to on an unadjusted basis. That came as the number of jobless dropped to 3.15 million, 257,000 less thanin the same month of 2009. In seasonally adjusted terms, the number of unemployed workers declined by 21,000 to 3.23 million compared with last month, and the jobless rate remained at 7.7%, the agency said. The figures again confirm that the German economy is gradually recovering from a wide-ranging economic crisis and is standing firmly before the impact of the Euro region's debt troubles. The good labor market development of the past months continued in June, and the major indicators have improved again, Frank Duran Weiss, chief of the labor agency, said in a statement. A recent survey by market research company GfK showed that consumer confidence would hold steady next month as the country's exports have gone back to the fast-growing track since March. The Munich-based IFO's Institute for Economic Research also said in the report that its business climate index, a survey covering thousands of business leaders, rose in June to its highest level in 2 years. A rainless spring also helped boost the labor market as many construction projects went into operation, experts said. And also labor officials said that a government job incentives program, which offered a subsidized to employees and allow companies to hire workers to on reduced hours, successfully prevented unemployment from further increasing. That came as the country was hit by the international financial crisis and registered a 4.9% contraction last year, the worst since World War II. Okay, and that was today's biz news. And now let's take a break. Listen to a song by Leona Lewis, Yesterday. Yesterday by Leona Lewis. Now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
So, Zoe, where are you going on holiday this year? Anything, I don't know.
Holidays 就是假期。我的假期呀，我还没计划呢。
I think I'd like to go somewhere hot and just lie on the beach. Maybe drink a cocktail or two and get a nice suntan.
Get a suntan, 把自己晒黑。为什么你们西方人都喜欢把自己的皮肤晒成褐色呢？
We think a suntan looks healthy and more attractive.
在中国却恰好相反，我们都觉得皮肤越白就越有魅力， attractive， 有魅力的，吸引人的。女人们会花很多钱买可以美白的化妆品。
You're listening to BBC Learning English, and today we're talking about skin and skin care.
Skin, 皮肤、肌肤, and skin care, 皮肤护理。
We'll be talking about the differences in skin care between China and Britain later in the program, and also the differences between men and women in Britain.
不过首先我觉得咱们应该先来熟悉一下和皮肤有关的习惯用语。
Good idea. You'll be hearing these words a lot in the program. Firstly, many people start with a cleanser.
就是洗面奶。
That's right. So after cleansing, they might use a moisturizer.
保湿乳。
That's right, a moisturizer. And after that, perhaps a kind ofFace cream.
Face cream, 面霜.
And finally, people often use a sunscreen.
防晒霜.
A sunscreen. Let's hear what a few British people use.
I like to use really simple products, just cleansing and moisturising. I just don't want to put chemicals on my skin, I just want it to clean.
Yeah, I use moisturising cream.
I use a cleanser and then I use a moisturizer, which is absolutely lovely and soft.
听起来英国人很在意他们的皮肤，不过怎样才能最好地使用这些产品呢？
Well, according to Dr. Susan Mayo, who is a skin expert, this is what you should do.
If you do have dry skin, then a moisturizer is important. I would say wash with a soapless cleanser, then moisturize.And then a sunscreen is a key product for use in the day.
他觉得呀 ,moisturizer 适合那些干性皮肤的人。对于皮肤干燥的人 ,cleanser 应该用没有肥皂的那种。
That's right, it should be soapless. So adding less, that's L-E-S-S, to a noun means without or lacking that noun.
比如说Endless 的意思就是无止境的，没完没了的。Tasteless 就是无味的。
That's right, endless and tasteless.
If you do have dry skin, then a moisturizer is important. I would say wash with a soapless cleanser, then moisturize, and then a sunscreen is a key product for use in the day.
Sophine, what about you? Do you use lots of skin products?
Well, not really.I just wash my face with soap and water in the morning and at night.
Oh, Finn, 你怎么还是大大咧咧的男人作风啊？
But before I go outside in the morning, I do actually use some moisturizer. You know, Zoe, more and more men are using skin products in Britain these days.
在英国，为男性专门设计的护肤品越来越多，而且越来越多的男人也开始接受使用这些产品了。
But first, let's hear about a man who doesn't use any skin products.
Well, my husband, I've tried to get him to use a cleanser and he just won't. It's not macho and he won't do it. So some men, I think, there are men's products available and they look very nice and I think a lot of men use them. But for my husband, and there's probably a lot of men like him as well, no way, they won't touch it, it's girl stuff and he's macho.
哈哈，看来他真的不愿意用护肤品。他妻子很努力地劝说，也无济于事。
That's right. He thinks it's not macho.
Not macho, 不男人的，没有男人味儿的。
He thinks it's girls' stuff.
就是女孩用的东西。
So he won't touch it.
他不会去碰那些东西。
Well, my husband, I've tried to get him to use a cleanser and he just won't. It's not macho and he won't do it. So some men, I think, there are men's products available and they look very nice and I think a lot of men use them. But for my husband, and there's probably a lot of men like him as well, no way, they won't touch it, it's girl stuff and he's macho.
So Zoe, how about men in China? Do they use lots of skin products?
Well, maybe in the cities. I think there are lots of men who use cleansers.
Yes, I think maybe 10 years ago, not many men were using them. But let's hear from one guy called Steve, who started using skin products a long time ago.
I use face cream. Me and a good friend of mine, we were sharing a house when we were about 18, 19 years old, and we said when we're 60, we want our face to look as good as Cliff Richard, the popular singer.
他用 face cream, 就是因为他希望自己在 60岁的时候 看上去依然很帅,很年轻。
He and his friend wanted to look like Cliff Richard, a British singer who's been singing for a very long time, about 50 years.
Steve 现在已经四十多岁了，他是不是很成功地保养了自己的皮肤，看上去依然年轻呢
？I just think it might help to sort out my wrinkles a little bit, or maybe it's kept them at bay. I'm not sure because people say I look younger than my age, so I'm very much hooked on face cream.
他说使用面霜让他减少了很多皱纹。
That's right, wrinkles. When people get older, they usually get more wrinkles.But he said that face cream has kept them at bay.
It kept them at bay. Keep 什么东西 at bay 就是和什么保持一定距离，通常都用来形容那些很危险的东西。
That's right. Because he's kept his wrinkles at bay, he looks younger than his age. He says he's hooked on face cream.
被勾住，当你被什么东西 hooked 了，那你就是对它上瘾了。
I think it might help to sort out my wrinkles a little bit, or maybe it's kept them at bay. I'm not sure because people say I look younger than my age, so I'm very much hooked on face cream.
You're listening to BBC Learning English. Today we're talking about skincare.
让我们来复习一下刚才我们所学的词和短语。
Okay. Suntan.
晒黑。
Attractive.
有魅力的，吸引人的。
Cleanser.
洗面奶。
Moisturizer
保湿乳
Face cream
面霜
Sunscreen
防晒霜
Macho
有男子气概的男人味的
Wrinkles
皱纹
To keep something at bay
和什么东西保持距离
Hooked
上瘾的 So are you hooked on moisturizer, Finn?
Oh well, not really. How about you?
Well, I like to use moisturizer and, of course, face cream.
So, Zoe, why do you think Chinese women like white skin?
我觉得白色的皮肤是美丽、纯洁和高社会阶层的标志。如果你的皮肤很白，就代表你不是一整天都在外面奔波，在户外工作。
That's interesting. Well, I think in Britain, people do prefer a suntan.But not too much. Sometimes people use tanning cream, but if you use too much, it makes you look orange.
变成 orange 的颜色，那觉得也太奇怪了。那你觉得，因为中国人的皮肤颜色比英国人深一些，英国人就会觉得中国人的皮肤颜色更有魅力吗？
Well, let's meet someone called Hai Mo. She is Chinese, but she's lived in Britain for many years.
海默已经在伦敦生活了很多年了。所以他也能够看到人们对这个问题的不同看法。
Well, I find that over here a lot of people compliment me on my skin color, a really nice olive color as if I've been suntanned all the time. But in China, people tend to say that you've got nice skin, but it could be a little bit whiter, could be a little bit smoother, which I find really annoying.
他觉得很多英国人都夸他皮肤的颜色好看。They compliment her, 夸奖她 on her skin color.
Yes, they compliment her on her skin color. People say she has olive skin.
Olive, 橄榄色的，黄褐色的。在英国，当人们用单词 olive 来形容皮肤颜色的时候，一般都是在夸奖一个人，是褒义的。
Yes, but Haimo says that when she goes home to China, people say her skin should be whiter, and she finds this annoying.
烦人的，讨厌的 ，annoying.
Well, I find that over here a lot of people compliment me on my skin color, a really nice olive color. I've been suntanned all the time, but in China, people tend to say that you've got nice skin, but it could be a little bit whiter, could be a little bit smoother, which I find really annoying.
不过我觉得不管你是不是喜欢被晒黑的颜色，最重要的是让自己的皮肤健康。
I agree. Let's listen to one last person who has some very good advice that she learned from her mom.
来听听她妈妈的建议，看看她妈妈把皮肤跟什么做比较。
My mom always used to say, if a jumper's worn out, you can get a new one, but you can't replace your skin, so it is important to look after it.
是啊，他把皮肤比作是一件毛衣。
A jumper. If your jumper is worn out, you can get a new one.
Worn out. 穿旧了，穿时间长了。
But you can't replace your skin.
就是你不能替换 replace 你的皮肤。
That's right. So it's very important to look after it.
My mum always used to say, if a jumper's worn out, you can get a new one, but you can't replace your skin, so it is important to look after it.
Well, that's about it for this program. I hope you enjoyed learning about skin and how to look after it.
And that was today's BBC Learning English, and that's all for today's program. And let's wrap today's English Shifting with a song, Just Jack, The Day I Died. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Drag myself from my bed around 6:20. Get my kids up, make breakfast, one egg, two toast, three wheaten bits. And as I sit down, I look up, and you're standing in the doorway, sun at your back, in my old brown dressing gown. Well, no one could love you more than I love you now, but I gotta go, running for the bus, cold flying, and I'm trying not to miss it this time, but the driver's waiting, and that's strange, kids on the top deck, quiet for a change, and there's no rain, and no roadworks in a bus lane, and all my hurts run away, and I'm smiling as I'm punching in, the day I died was the best day of my life.I died was the best day of my life. Tell my friends and my kids and my wife, everything will be alright. The day I died was the best day of my life. The secretaries, they got a smile for me, and the in tray on my desk's almost empty. I get a memo from executive Joe saying Rob, the dog, is getting kicked out for embezzling funds from the company account. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't shocked, 'cause I always hated Rob. And now they'll probably offer me Rob's old job. And in the park at lunch, there's no wine. I was on my favourite bench. None of that drunk chatter, none of that city stench. And the scrawny little pigeons with the gammy legs decide to dive on someone else's sandwich instead. And there's something about the city today, like all the colours conspire to overwhelm the grey. And this close to the fire, I can feel no cold, with the rainbow halo around my soul. The day I died was the best day of my life. The day I died was the best day of my life. Tell my friends and my kids and my wife, everything will be alright. The day I died was the best day of my life. So I leave work, get to the high street, and I miss my bus. Should I wait for another? No, I can't be arsed. I begin to walk.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
欢迎来到酷皮经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫六国也没能长生不老。所以说，稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴，瑞士一波路表。
北京时间23:00。